Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Latha, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
In 2002,
2010, Billboard magazine named Boney James the number 3 top contemporary jazz artist of the decade. We welcome Boney back with a new CD called Contact. That was the title track you just heard, which is going to be released tomorrow. Boney James, welcome back to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
Congratulations on this new CD.
Thank you. I'm really proud of the new music. It sounds good to me, even over the phone.
Now, the first thing I would like to say to you, I want to mention the accident that you were in last year. A lot of us were at Newport Beach last year when we heard about the accident, and we were on pins and needles on Sunday waiting to hear, you know, whether or not you were okay. So I want to say on behalf of all of your fans, we are so happy that you came out of that with the minor, you know, bruises and cuts and scrapes that you did, and that you are back on stage performing. So we're so happy to have you back.
Thank you so much. Yeah, me too. It's luckily, it's a rapidly fading memory, but it was a bit of a drag.
I'm sure. And we were all scared. We were all scared for you, but we were so happy to have you back with us. So,
It was such a contrast, you know, because that show was so great that day, and then I was on such a cloud driving home, and then the next thing I knew, I was on the way to the hospital. So it's interesting how life comes at you sometimes.
I know. Okay, I want to welcome those in the chat room. We have 29 people in the chat room right now. So I want to welcome all of you to the chat room. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We have a fan co-host. You know, Boney has a huge fan, and his number one fan is our fan co-host, Carol. She is joining us tonight. Carol, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. And Mike, of course, my co-host, Mike Reynolds. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great tonight. I'm doing great. And actually, I think Carol is an actual member of Boney's band now. She's officially a member. I don't know.
Okay. See, I owe you for that. I owe you.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. That's a good one. All right. We also have CDs that we are giving away tonight, courtesy of Carol. So we will be giving away 3 CDs via trivia questions that Carol will be giving out. And we will be taking phone calls only in about 30 minutes or so because we want to have time to talk to Boney. But I'll give you the phone number. It is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. And I'll let you know when we start taking phone calls. All right, Mr. James, tell us about Contact.
Well, this is my 13th record, and it's got some great guest collaborators on the CD. I've got LaToya Luckett singing the first single when I had the chance, and Heather Headley, Donnell Jones, and Mario are on there. And one of the reasons I called the record Contact, because it was kind of all about reaching across the lines and that divide genres of music, you know, and mixing it up between jazz and R&B and stuff like that.
Okay.
I'm just going to jump in and ask Boney that, you know, we're so used to you, collaborating with a lot of neo-soul artists like, Jaheim and Quinn and Shy from back in the day. Mm-hmm. And these artists that you used on this particular record, were they your first choice, or how did you come about choosing each individual one for this record?
Oh yeah, definitely. These are all singers that I've admired for a long time, you know, and I just try and keep my ear on what's happening. And I remember the first time I heard LaToya's first single after she left Destiny's Child. She had a solo record with a tune called Torn on it, and I just really loved it. This was like 06, I think it came out. And I actually pulled over and called the radio station and said, "Who was that?" You know, because I thought it was so great. So I've always had her on my radar as someone I wanted to work with. And Donnell Jones, same thing, and Mario, you know, just great singers. Heather Headley, of course, won a Tony for her work on Broadway and a Grammy for Best Gospel Record. So I just think they're incredibly talented people. And so I just always try and keep a list going in my head of people that I might want to hook up with. And then when I write a new song, I'm always trying to think, well, who's the best person to kind of bring that song to life? And that's kind of how it comes about.
Okay.
So what was your inspiration for Contact?
Well, you know, I don't know really where inspiration comes from. I mean, who knows where music comes from? I mean, it floats down from somewhere into your head, you know, so I don't know where it comes from. But definitely, I think having the car accident was part of why the record sounds the way that it does. I mean, I had started working on these songs, but, you know, I had a break in there where I couldn't really play my horn and all I could do was write. And I was just really happy to be alive after that terrible crash. So I think a lot of that energy is in this music, and I just think I felt really creative, you know. And I think all the music has sort of a – it sounds like me, but it sounds kind of fresh and new, too, is my impression of it.
Okay. All right. Carol, you have a question?
I do. Bonnie, you mentioned in one of your video clips that your friend Kim Carmen was playing the guitar in the beginning of the song.
Right.
Had he given you that music before you had the CD concept in mind, or did he come up with it once he heard what you had already started, or what?
Well, you know, I had called him up and I said, did he have any ideas for songs? So this is when I had started, and so he came by and he played me a couple little things that he had been messing around with, and that was just one of them. As soon as I heard those chord changes, right away I knew there was something special in there. So then I kind of took that and turned it into the song that it is now. And actually then I first thought it was going to be an instrumental, but then at some point I thought it might be better as a vocal, and so I actually asked my wife, Lily, if she could help me write these lyrics, and so she has a big part to do with that song as well, because it's sort of kind of from a female perspective, that lyric, you know.
I like it.
Now, Bonnie, I know one time you had you were doing a internet search for a singer out there. What happened to that?
You know, I never really got anything sent in. You know, I mean, a couple people said, where do I send it? But, you know, I didn't really get a lot of submissions on that. So I think I was just really excited about the way that whole thing with Quinn had turned out on the last record, because he was kind of an unknown singer. And we got, you know, the Grammy nomination and a lot of great attention on that. But as it turned out, you know, I was able to sort of go the other way and hook up with some really well-known singers. And I think that's really kind of a cool thing, just in terms of attracting more attention to the music.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen to some more of this music. I'm going to go ahead and go with track number 2, Close to You. Tell me about this one.
Well, this is featuring Donnell Jones, and this is another song. You know, I think one of the other reasons I ended up calling the record Contact is because the vocal songs, as we were writing them, you know, the lyrics all turned out to be kind of about regret and, you know, wishing you might have done something differently in terms of your relationship. So it's all about people sort of yearning to make that connection, and that's what this one feels like to me. It feels like a little bit of a sad song, but and the groove, I think, is kind of cool, you know, just the loop and all the arrangement that I came up with, and it kind of made me feel excited about it. So I hope everyone else agrees.
All right. This CD drops tomorrow. If you have not pre-ordered it, you can buy it on Amazon.com. So definitely pick this CD up. This is Close to You from The Contact.
You're all I need, close to you.
right. Close to You. That is from Bonnie James' brand new CD, Contact. Pick that up tomorrow when it drops. All right. All right, Bonnie, I have a couple of questions for you from the chat room.
Okay.
Catherine would like to know, which city did you have in mind when you wrote City of Light off your last record?
Oh, that's kind of about Paris, I guess. You know, that's the nickname for Paris. And when I wrote that song, it just kind of reminded me, for some reason, of Paris. Like, it almost sounded like it was coming from a cafe or something like that. So that's where that all came from. Very
okay.
European vibe on that one.
Okay. Antoine would like to know, do you ever run into writer's block? And if so, what do you do to get your creative juices flowing again?
You know, I don't think I have really had a writer's block so far, thankfully. You know, it's been almost 20 years now I've been making records, so I'm very grateful. You know, usually when I get done making a record, there's going to be like a good 6 months before I feel creative again, but that time is pretty much taken up with getting out there on the road and trying to tell people about the new record, too. So I think that's part of it as well. So it's kind of a natural rhythm, and then eventually I just start to get ideas, and you know, I kind of just have to stay real disciplined about when I get an idea to make sure I put it down somewhere, and then I got to keep coming back to it to try and turn it into a real song. But I do love doing it.
Okay. Anisha would like to know, how do you come up with your song titles? And she also says that she thinks the song So Beautiful is the most amazing song ever, in all caps.
I've heard her say that before. I might have heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Anisha. The titles, you know, that's just another thing where I kind of close my eyes and just hope I get an idea. Honestly, you know, I just listen to the song and I try and feel what the vibe is. And then I try and think of some poetic way to communicate the vibe in words. And lots of times it's probably only something I might understand, but that's kind of how it goes.
All right. All right. Carol, do you have another question before I go to another song?
I'll wait.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The next song is track number 3, Spin. Tell me about this one.
Well, I think I called it Spin just because it's another one that had a lot of motion to it, you know, and this was a song that I originally was calling it Sax Lick because that little keyboard thing that starts it off, I wrote that on the sax. I was just practicing one day and I started playing that little riff, and I didn't know what to call it, so I just called it Sax Lick, and then it turned into this whole song. I had to think of a better name than that, but this is another song I co-wrote with Tim Carman, who's really a great keyboard player, and I'm just... I really love this one. I think this one's going to be fun to play live.
All right, this is Spin.
Thank you.
All right. That was Spin, again, from Boney James' brand new CD, Contact. All right, Boney, we have some questions for you. I have another one from the chat room. Jazzy Chick would like to know, where do you get your ideas for your art, album art? And then she says, P.S., tell Boney he is an amateur photographer's dream.
Well, thanks. You know, I work with a lot of great art directors, honestly. You know, I mean, I can't take credit for most of those covers. One thing I can say is that I really care about what the covers look like, so I've always paid a lot of attention to making sure that we had a really good idea, but it just helps to work with super talented people. I mean, the first, I think, four or five covers was this guy named Larry Vigon, and he did, like, Trust and Seduction and Sweet Thing, which was a cover that attracted a lot of attention. And unfortunately, he, like, gave it up and moved to Italy to try and be, like, an artist. You know, I haven't heard from him for many years. But the last few covers, I've been working with this cat named Kenny Gravelis, who did great covers for Common and The Roots and Macy Gray. And I just saw his covers, and I said, can we work together? And so he and his team are the ones that came up with all these concepts for, like, the last three records or so. And then it's just a matter of, like, you know, getting the execution right you know, but the just talented people, really. I can't take credit for that.
Now, I have to ask Boney this real fast. Now, when you first came out with the CDs, the first three or four, you never put your picture on them. They were always, you know, something, I think, Sweet Thing was with a butterfly, I think it was, and Ride with the hands with the car window.
Right.
Now, was that planned, or did you not want to put your picture on the CD cover?
Part of it was just trying to be a little bit mysterious, maybe. You know, I mean, my name was something that people really, you know, thought was unusual. I just thought it was kind of cool. And I just like covers that are more conceptual, too, rather than just covers that where it's just a picture of me. And even the ones recently where I'm on it, you know, I'm still trying to say something with it, you know. So, you know, I think it was a little bit planned, you know, but I think it's kind of cool, too. Even the more recent ones where I'm on it, it's still kind of moody and conceptual, so.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. Mike, I'm going to take this call, and then you can do your questions. The phone number is 646-716-5485, area code 623. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, everyone. This is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hey, Lori.
Hey, Lori.
Hey, Boney. My friend Len Seward is coming in from London. He's kind of disappointed that you won't be at Newport, but I don't know if you saw that today. A lady said to him in a cab, could you turn his music off? And he said, it's Boney James, madam. I can't do that. And she got out of the cab, and he let her.
Wow.
He says he gets so many people saying that he enjoys the music that he can't please everyone, and he loves you. He loves you, and you really have a really big following in London and in England and all of Europe. So hopefully you'll be going over there pretty soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, sure. You're welcome. Thanks for everything.
Cool.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Lori. All right. Area code 347. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Welcome, welcome. This is Catherine Gilran. I'm calling from New York. How is everybody?
Hey, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hey. Okay, I have a bit of a twofold question. Now, James, you've mentioned City of Light is more centered around Paris. Mm-hmm. Now, as a New Yorker, I kind of beg to differ because, well, I'm sure
you
understand
that
city has plenty of light. I know. Well, my question is pretty much, what is going on with the fact that you have had absolutely no New York City-based shows in the past 2 years? Come on now.
I think that's really the promoters there in Manhattan haven't really made an offer for us to come. But, I mean, it's definitely on my list of things to do. And you know, you and I have actually talked about this at gigs and just trying to find the right situation.
Yes, more than once. I have to give you grief. You know that.
Well, you know, I got a whole new team together on this record. I got a new management and a new agent and a new label, so I'm expecting some big, big positive changes. So everything's looking
pretty good. Here's to hoping, and here's to crossed fingers. Now, my other question is pretty much, you've worked with so many people. You've worked with a lot of fantastic musicians, arrangers, composers. My question to you is, who stands out and why?
Oh, wow. You know, but like you said, there's just so many, and there's so many talented people, and that's one of the great things about my job and my life is that I get to work with all these really talented people. You know, Tim Carman, I've mentioned a lot already today. Jerry Hay, he's a was a great trumpet player in a band called Sea Wind, you guys might remember from the mid-70s, and then he went on to work with Quincy Jones and did all those arrangements on the Michael Jackson stuff, and he's the one that did all the horn arrangements on this record and many and the string arrangements on some of my other records, so he's someone I'm always really happy to see. Dave Rideau is a great engineer that's recorded all my stuff for many years and actually mixed about half of this record, and Dave Pensado mixed the other half of this record, and he won some Grammys for working with Beyonce and Mary J. Blige, so he's really bringing a
impressive.
Nice edge to the music.
I can definitely see that this is going to be a record to die for, much like Send One Your Love just grabbed me and didn't quite let go still.
Thank you so much.
I'm expecting much of the same to happen with this one.
Thank you.
And, yeah, about City of Light, I have a bit of an odd story. Now, I mentioned as a New Yorker, I kind of disagree with that assessment. The thing is, well, it's a little bit of a personal thing. Lately, I've been getting out of work late. So what do? I go walking because what better way to just relax? Wouldn't you know that that's the one track that my iPod shuffle kicks out of 3,000 tracks every damn time?
Wow.
Wouldn't you know it?
That's mysterious.
Either that or my iPod has a knack for good sound tracking.
There you go.
Well, as usual, pleasure hearing this music, and likely I'll be traipsing all the way down to Austin, Texas to catch a show.
Great. Well, that's a fun place to see. It's a nice, really intimate theater down there.
Yes, I will be seeing it for myself. I have friends inviting me over, and all I could say is if there's music involved, I'm getting on a plane.
Cool. Well, we'll see you soon.
All right. Well, thank you, Catherine.
We'll see you there.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Derek.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Mike, you have some questions as well?
Yes, the coast of Las Vegas wants to know who or what inspires you to write.
You know, that's just I just kind of get the urge sometimes, you know, and I don't know what it is. I mean, honestly, I come out to my studio every day anyway, and I'm always out here just practicing my saxophone and just messing around with my stuff because that's sort of my hobby too. You know, I don't really have any other hobbies, so all I do is just come out of the studio every day, and somehow I just keep getting ideas. You know, so that's kind of where that comes from. Just sort of being there and being ready, you know.
Okay. So you don't do no golf or no shooting no hoops. You're just in the studio all day.
Pretty much. I mean, I'm pretty boring. I mean, honestly, I like to read and stuff like that. You know, sometimes we'll take a vacation. We get to go to the beach or something. But for the most part, I'm just out here making music every day, like 6 days a week, you know.
Okay.
That's kind of boring, really.
Okay. All right, cool. Now, this CD you completely produced yourself. Now, are there any other artists that you would want to produce for in the future, or have you put about producing for anybody else?
I mean, I guess I've thought about it. You know, I mean, making my records does take up almost all my time, but, I mean, if somebody came to me and it was an artist that I respected, I'm sure it would be great to have that experience of producing someone else's music, but so far, I haven't had that opportunity, so I have an open mind about it. I mean, definitely there's people out there I admire, you know, and I'd be curious to see what that would be like.
Hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, Carol, let's go ahead and give away a CD, and then I will, as we wait for the caller to call in, I'll go back to another song. So let's go ahead and do your first trivia question for the first CD.
Okay, so my first trivia question is a twofold question, actually. What was the title of Boney's debut CD, and when was it released?
Okay.
All right, what was the title of Boney's debut CD, and when was it released? All right, I'm going to play When I Had the Chance, and this is by LaToya Luckett that's doing the singing on this. This is a nice one, too, Boney.
Thank you
very
much.
Very nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Second in it.
right. When I Had the Chance, featuring LaToya Luckett.
She can
on
sing,
vocals.
Huh?
Yes, she can. All right. All right, Miss Lori, do you have the answer to the question?
I think I do. His breakthrough debut was Trust in 1992.
Yay, Lori.
We have a winner.
All right. Yes. Hey, and I'll get it signed at Seabreeze. All right.
That was the easiest question ever.
That wasn't that easy.
That was not easy.
Okay, that was easy. Okay.
Yeah, that was a great question, and I'm so glad I got it. Woohoo!
Congratulations.
Yay, Lori. Okay,
thank
you. All right, Miss Lori, you're welcome. Congratulations.
Okay. All right, bye bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, Lori, before you go. Did she hang up there?
Lori?
She
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's gone.
I need to get her info. I'll get it out the channel. Okay.
Just hit it on Facebook.
Yeah. All right, I have a phone call. Area code 859. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Good evening. How are you?
How you doing, Lori? Good. Looking forward to, been listening to Contact all day off of the Boney website.
Far out.
And glad you put that on there so we could preview it. I've been really enjoying it, the tidbits you've been giving us in the last couple of weeks. It's been really good.
Appreciate it.
Looking forward to seeing you down at Seabreeze in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be our first gig.
Great
playing
to hear.
Some of the music.
Yeah, you've done several duos with different people on different albums and stuff. Who are you looking to do another duo with in the future?
Probably, I'd still love to hook up with Stevie Wonder one of these days. You know, I keep trying to get him to play harmonica on one of the records, so I got my fingers crossed that one of these days we'll coax him over here.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Wow. What about all the different guys that are getting together, like the Jazz Pack and some of those? I'd like to see a concert sometime this summer with all the jazz people. I'm a big jazz saxophone fan, and you and Brian Culberson, Richard Elliott, Marion Meadows, all of them together at one time.
Well, that's the cool thing about some of these cruises that, you know, we go on, because you do get these big jam sessions where you get a bunch of people on stage all at the same time. And just recently I was on stage with Rick Braun and Marcus Miller and David Sanborn all at the same time, which was really exciting. So that's where that happens a lot for me, you know.
Yeah, I was on the jazz cruise in the Caribbean when you debuted Send One Your Love.
Oh, cool.
Really, really great to be there when you debuted that album that night.
Thank you so much, man.
Okay, good to see you. We'll see you at Seabreeze.
Okay, cool.
What's your name? What's your name, caller?
My name's Wayne. I'm calling from Northern Kentucky.
All right, Wayne. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Carol?
Yes?
Next trivia question for the next CD.
Okay, the next question, what instrument did Boney play when he was a sideman with Mars Day?
All right.
That's a good one.
The next song is Cry. Tell me about this one, Boney.
Well, you know, I call the song Cry just because it felt a little sad to me at times, especially towards the end of this one. And this one starts with, it's got a little bit of a Brazilian flavor. You know, I'm a big fan of Stan Getz and I think I was kind of feeling some of that on this track.
All right. So we're the first caller for the next CD, 646-716-5485. This is Cry.
Thank you.
right. That was Cry. Very nice. All right. Area code 719. Do you know the answer to the question, which is what instrument did Boney play when he was a sideman with Morris Day?
Boney James was a keyboardist with Morris Day.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yay!
And this is Tony Exum Jr.
Hey, man.
Hey, Tony.
All right, Tony.
What's up, Tony?
How you guys doing?
Doing good.
How are
you?
I'm doing good.
Congratulations.
Tony, nice to talk to you, man. I'm one of your followers, I guess you could say.
Well, thank you, man. Nice to talk to you, too. Appreciate you being here.
No problem. No problem at all.
Yeah, and I never thought of myself as being much of a keyboard player, but I really needed the job, and I heard he was looking for one. So I learned the songs, and I went and I tried out and surprised the heck out of me when they gave it to me.
Yeah. That's...
And I actually seen the video of Boney on Soul Train. They posted a video on Facebook of you on Soul Train, and you was getting it in. You was
hey,
getting it
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I got to tell you, man, those were great songs and all the choreography. And I mean, I learned a lot about showmanship from my time playing with Morris and played with the Isley Brothers after that for a while, too. And I just learned a lot.
So, Boney,
that's
with
cool.
the, Boney, with mm-hmm. you playing the keys, did you study the keyboards or did you learn that on your own?
I had about 3 months of piano lessons when I was like 14 or 15, and really because it was I had been feeling the urge to try and write songs, and I knew I needed to have some harmony knowledge to do that, but I didn't like taking piano lessons at all, so I had like I said, maybe 3 months of piano lessons, and after that I just kind of taught myself mostly, and it really started to get better when I got into synthesizers and programming synthesizers and stuff like that, and like mainly just writing my own songs. So I'm not much of a great pianist at all, but I can get around on the keyboard pretty good.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
All right. Well, congratulations, Tony. And
well, thank
Carol,
you.
Let him know where to email his information.
Tony, so you send your email to boney61
mm-hmm.
at comcast.net.
Boney61 at comcast.net. Okay.
Okay.
And Tony is a rising saxophonist in the contemporary jazz world, so hopefully you guys will see each other in passing at one of the
All
shows.
Right. I'll keep my
Actually,
eye
on I'll see Boney and Genuine, I think, this year because I'm going to be playing with another artist that's going to be there. And, Boney, I believe you are there with Stanley Jordan and someone else in Colorado on Copper Mountain later on this summer, I believe.
Yeah, I'm not sure that gig is confirmed yet, so maybe not, but I'll keep an eye out for you.
Okay, cool.
Cool, man.
All right.
All right.
Y'all have a good night.
Thanks, Tony.
Good luck
Thanks,
with your
Tony.
Thank you. Talk to y'all later.
Good luck.
Okay.
All right.
Now I have a question because this question just popped in my head with all the guys that Boney's worked with and all of the swagger that Boney, you know, exudes on the stage. Have you ever thought about working with a rapper?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'd like to, you know. I think that could be cool. I mean, it'd have to be the right cat. You know, there's certain hip-hop artists are more musical than others, you know, so I think it'd have to be the right cat. But, yeah, definitely, I'd be into that. I mean, I like the groove. You know, you guys know me, so.
All right. Let's give away this last CD before we let Mr. James go. So what's the next question?
So the last question is, what was Boney's first label? What label did Boney first sign with?
Wow, that's a good question. I didn't know the answer to that one. And I don't even recognize this name, so that's a good one. All right, 646-716-5485. What label did Boney first sign with? All right, That Look on Your Face, Boney, is the next song. Tell me about this one.
Well, this is featuring the great Mario on this track, and I flew down to Miami where he was working on his record, and he cruised in and cut this thing real fast, but I was really blown away by how talented he was. I mean, I really liked the demo version of this song, but when he sang it, he took it to a whole nother level, and he was dancing around. I mean, you know, the guy can dance too, so it was really inspirational working with him, and I really love this song. It's kind of a dance groove, so check it out, That Look on Your Face.
Go, go, baby. Go, go, baby. to say when you're rocking to the beat. I like to see that look on your face, written all over your body, baby.
James, brand new CD, Contact. You know what I like about your music, Boney, is that you are very recognizable from the first few notes that you play on that saxophone.
Well, thank you.
You instantly know who you are.
Well, that's a real blessing. You know, I mean, I've always worked to have sort of my own voice, and I'm just grateful that it comes out sounding that way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I recognize you from the first. I'm like, that's Boney James. That is Boney James.
Cool.
That is Boney James. That's right. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. All right. Area code 408. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi.
Hello. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Judy.
Okay, Judy,
Hi,
Judy. Do you have the answer to the question? What label did Boney first sign with?
I'm hoping I'm correct. I know Trust was on the Spindletop Records label.
That's it. We have a winner.
Wow. Congratulations.
She pulled it out.
Yes,
yeah,
she did.
Yeah, well, I've been a follower of yours, Boney, since I think it was back in, was it 94 or 95 when you played at the Mountain Winery in the San Jose, California area. And then the following night you played at the San Jose Park, in the park in the downtown San Jose there, there, Thursday night concerts.
And I remember those gigs. I really do.
Yeah, I want to say it was 94, 95, somewhere back then. I can't remember which.
Now, the year I don't remember, but I do remember Spindletop Records. It was a little teeny label in North Hollywood, and they only had a few artists, but they gave me my first shot, and we would not be talking if it wasn't for them. So I'm very grateful.
Well, you know, I think it was your talent that got them.
It was just luck. Just luck. I had been, I've been trying to get a record deal for a number of years before that and hadn't gotten anywhere, these guys, you know, gave me my shot, so could have gone the other way. You know, that's showbiz for you. You never really know how it's going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm sorry, caller. Tell me your name again.
It's Judy Bush, B-U-S-C-H.
Judy. Okay. All right. Thank you, Judy.
Well, like
all
the
right.
beer, not the political stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations. You have just won the new CD.
Oh, well, thank you.
Hey,
ooh,
girl, where did she send it?
Judy, can you send that email?
Pardon?
Let me give you the email address.
Okay.
Okay, it's boney61@comcast.net.
Okay.
And in the subject, put Boney.
And in the subject, pardon?
Put Boney's name in the subject.
Okay.
Okay.
Will do. Will do.
Congratulations.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Cool.
And thank you so much for spreading your talent and sharing it with us. It's
appreciated
by us.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Judy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. All right. So I want to let you guys know about the CD. We're going to have Boney sign the CD at Seabreeze. And then they will go out to you after that. So Seabreeze is, April 13th through the 17th. And once those are signed off, we would send them out to you after that. So just so you know, they'll be a couple of weeks getting to you. All right. So, Mr. James, we're gonna let you go, but I have one more question for you. You have a brand new website, and I noticed that there's a store coming soon on the site. So what will you be selling?
Well, you know, we're in talks with the people that do merch and stuff like that. So I'm hoping to have some shirts and hats, and we're going to sell the records on there too. But we're still in the process of putting it all together.
Okay. All
right.
Yeah, good.
It's time to get that stuff, you know, together, I think, on this record, because I'm so proud of the music, and I just want to – and I think the art is beautiful too, so I thought it would be great to try and hook that up.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Now, I was going to ask Boney about his use of social media, as it pertains to promoting and advertising this record. I noticed that you are more on Facebook and the Twitter and everything more now. Was this a part of management asking you, or did you just decide that you were going to get into the social media mix?
Well, I had started to do it, I think I don't know, maybe in the middle of the last record, and then my new record company, they're really into it. You know, they've got a guy who that's his total job is dealing with this stuff. So he's kind of pushing me a little bit. But, I mean, I'm just loving it, honestly, you know. They're the ones that are posting all the music and stuff up there, but all the other posts are me. So I'm just enjoying having that contact with everybody out there. It's actually a really nice thing.
Okay, cool. And my next question, I just happen to know, how is it that Curl has her own Boney James email address?
You'd have to ask Curl.
I just want to know, because she has her own, @boney.com address, you know.
Hey, you know what? It is what it is. So leave it alone, Mike.
You know I got to pick with you. You know I got to pick with you.
Okay. Carol, a quick call. Anisha wanted to call in and say hello to Boney. Hi, Anisha.
Hi there.
Hey, what's
hey.
Up?
Hey, Boney.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Real good.
Lori just called me a stalker on the chat room. That is not cute. Anyway, Boney, you know how much I enjoy your live shows. I'm there as often as I can be. Is there anything that we can look forward to at Seabreeze?
Well, you know, I've got a couple new band members coming in who can sing, you know, because I'm really, really loving the new vocal song, so I wanted to add some of that stuff back in. So I'm going to try and put, like, Ride back in the show and a couple of the songs from the new record. And one of them is a woman, guitar player, and she can sing and play, and she's really funky. So that's going to be a first.
Okay, so you mentioned it's on the Ride CD. Is it going to be So Beautiful?
You know, we're going to give it a try. Well, I will try and learn at rehearsal and see how it goes. You know, sometimes songs that work on the record, they don't work so good live. And so,
right.
But it's on my list to give it a shot anyway. So I'm not going to.
Okay. Awesome. That will just make my day. You don't even know.
Okay.
That will make my day.
Oh, we'll see how it feels. We'll see how it feels.
Yeah. Cool. All right. That was all I wanted. Loving the CD, Boney. It's awesome.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank
everyone.
You, Ms. Anisha.
All right.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Yes, you will. Seabreeze, here we come.
There we go.
Yes,
come.
Sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes, ma'am. I have one more call. Bonnie, would you mind taking one more call?
No problem.
Okay, area code 720. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, Terry. It's Joyce. How are you?
Hi, Joyce.
Hey, Joyce.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Bonnie.
Hey, how's it going?
My question,
you have a question?
Yes, I do. My question is, I'm wondering if there's a possibility that Boney might work with Maxwell in the future.
Well, I'd love to do that. I mean, I'm a big fan, and I've actually tried to get to him a couple times in the past on some records, but no luck so far, so we'll just keep trying. He's a pretty big star, you know.
Yes, he is.
But that would be nice. I'm a big fan.
It would be awesome. I'm a fan of his, too.
Cool. Well, we'll send the positive energy that way, then.
Hey, that'll work.
All right. Well, thank you, Joyce. I'm sorry. Thank you, Joyce.
Thanks, Terry. Have a good night.
Thank you. You, too. All right,
okay,
Carol, you have one more question?
One more question. It's a $1 million question, Boney. A lot of your fans are wanting to know if you have any plans to do a live CD or DVD.
Well, I would love to do that, honestly, you know, but it's pretty much up to the record company. So I would, write notes to Verve Records and tell them that you want a live DVD, and maybe we can make that happen.
You know what? Because it was a guy that was posting on your website. And he said he was going to post every month asking you for a live CD or DVD. I don't know whether you noticed that or not, but he did. And then he wasn't going to post anymore. That was his last post.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
that's okay.
Great.
He's patient. He's patiently waiting as the rest of us are.
Well,
we'll do whatever we need to do.
I'll continue to try and make that happen, you know, because definitely it's a different vibe when we play it live than it's on the record, so. I'd love to get larger groups of people to be able to see that. So we'll see if we can make it work.
All right. Well, Mike,
well,
do you have another question?
One more question. Yeah, just one more. I want to ask Boney, what do you attribute to your loyal following? You know, I mean, is it the hat? The move on stage? I mean, what is it?
Yeah, it's probably the hat.
I gotta pick one up.
I have no idea, man. I mean, I just know that I'm making records that I feel really proud of. You know, I'm the only person I can say how I feel about how it is. So I just try and make something that I really love, and then just hope that there's people out there that feel the same way I do. And luckily, so far, so good. You know, but I can't be objective about why people dig it. You know, I just know I like
it. All right. That's right.
Hey,
okay, I'm going to take the last phone call.
But it could
be the last call. Area code 773. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, this is Latricia. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hey.
And I was wondering, hi, Boney. I'm one of your number one fans, and I'm so serious about that. I love all your music from Metropolis to 201. I could just name them all. I just love all your music. But I was wondering if at any chance were you ever going to do one of those WTTW specials, like almost like what Chris Bode did?
I don't know what that is.
You know,
what
he
you mean,
did
like
a live special.
Oh,
he
yeah, well, that's what
you
were
special.
Just talking about. I mean, I honestly, I don't have any control over that. I mean, I try to make that stuff happen, but it's kind of up to the label or whether they want to get involved in making that happen because it's kind of expensive to put those on. So I'm going to try and make it happen. But
yeah, because I would really like to see that.
Yeah,
you know, that would be very interesting, you know, to see you interact with all the other players that
right.
that you are on your record, like Joel and Bilal and all that. I would like to see something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think that would be a wonderful thing just to get all the people I've collaborated with and all the
yeah.
musicians that played on the record and just do it and film the whole thing. But unfortunately, have not had that opportunity yet, but I'm going to keep trying to make that happen.
Okay, now how do we go about making this happen, Boney? I'm really serious about this, so I can try to make some kind of effort in this. Is it any
nope.
way I can contact the TV station? Or
yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, send an email, write a letter, you know, wherever you saw the Chris Bode thing, tell them that you want to see that with me, and maybe people will pay attention.
Okay, very well. I would do that. I would do
cool.
just that.
Say, where's the Boney
wow.
name?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm your number one fan, and I really do. I can say that the CD I really liked the most of yours was the Pure CD, and with the one with Pure and 201, and what is that other one that you've done on there? Oh, my gosh. You're going to catch me in a minute, but it's just that I am one of your fans. You can even ask all my friends. They say, "Who's your number one artist?" I tell them Boney James, and I really like the song Butter too. That's a great
thank
song.
You. Appreciate it.
Oh.
Any song that you don't like? No. This is what we're gonna do. This is what we're gonna do, Carl. We're gonna have to give this lady a CD. So let's go to the extra CD and give it to her.
Okay. All right. You got it.
Cool.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's do that. So because Boney's your number one, you're Boney's number one fan, Boney's going to sign it for you, you know, specifically for you, and give it to
yay.
You so all your friends can see it. So all your friends can
yay.
Say, girl, Boney James signed that for you.
Okay?
Oh,
well, thank you so very much. I'm so honored and so happy. Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
we'll see all your friends, okay?
Okay.
I'll play that CD. And make sure Boney takes a picture with the CD too, okay?
Okay, we'll do that.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, let's do that.
Thank you. Oh, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, Latricia.
Latricia, all right. Latricia, you got the information for the CD?
Yes. Well, hold on. Let me get the pen.
Okay, get the pen.
I'm ready.
Okay, so it's Boney 61.
Boney 61 at
Comcast.net.
Comcast. Uh-huh.
And put Boney's name in the subject line, okay?
Okay.
So put your information there so that we can get the CD to you.
I sure will. I'm going to do that right now. So that
and no smiley faces either, okay? Don't put no smiley faces in that email.
Oh, no, I'm not.
No smiley faces. We don't want no smiley faces up in there.
Okay, so that's Boney61 at Comcast.net and put Boney in the subject line.
Yes, Boney61.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was laughing at Mike, so I didn't hear what you said. Boney
yes, you're right, Latricia. That's right.
Okay, very
yeah.
well. Thank you so very much.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
all
you.
Right.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Boney, I'm trying to let you go, but the phone calls keep coming in. okay, next call, area code 918. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, my name is
Karen. Hi, who is this?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. Hi, Boney, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
great. I'm so glad to talk to you. I'll be at your concert in June in Temecula.
Oh, cool. That's always a fun place to play.
Yeah, I've already bought my ticket.
All right.
Yes, I wanted to come to the Smooth Jazz concert in January, but I can't find anybody to come with me.
Girl, come by yourself. Why you got to find somebody to come with you?
I know, right?
I don't know. I've never been on a cruise before, and I would feel kind of awkward being there alone. But I'll definitely see you in June in Temecula.
Great.
I saw you last year in Kansas, so like the lady just said, I'm one of your biggest fans. I think you are an awesome artist.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and I just wanted to get a chance to talk to you.
Oh, cool.
Thanks
for calling.
No problem.
Thanks.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, last call, Area code 757. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Good evening. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
My name is Frida, and I'm calling from Chesapeake. The question was asked earlier, what kind of keeps people following, and I felt like I just had to call in and share. 2003, Boni, I saw you at Seabreeze Jazz Festival, and I had just finished up chemotherapy. Just started listening to smooth jazz, really didn't know any of the artists. I thought Kim Waters was a female. the 2 days was awesome, and I've been hooked ever since. And listening to smooth jazz and knowing the passion that you all have, it just helped me, and it does help a lot of the chemo patients while we're going through and sitting in that chair for a couple of hours, and if we can just pop in a CD and listen to the music. It has been very inspiring. I have tickets for the Hampton Jazz Festival when you come in this area. Every time you come down here, I go see you. So thank you so much, because your music is an art, it's a ministry, and it really has helped thousands and thousands of people.
Well, thanks. It's an honor to hear that. Really appreciate it.
Well, God bless you, and you take care.
You too. You take care of yourself.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Wow, that was great. That was great. All right. Boni James, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your music with us. And, gosh, we love it. We just love you.
Well,
thank
thanks.
You so
right
much.
Back at you. I really enjoyed hanging out with everybody, too. It's been really fun.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And, again, his CD is called Contact. It drops tomorrow. Definitely pick that CD up. Definitely. If you are a Boni fan, Boni James fan, this is a must-have for your collection, so definitely pick that up. All right. All right, then. Well, thank you again for the opportunity to speak with you, and thank you for coming back on Talking Smooth Jazz. We just love having you on the show.
Thanks for having me. It's been a blast. You know, look forward to next time.
Okay. Yeah,
so do we.
Cool.
So do we. All right. Well, you have
all right.
A great evening. Thank you again.
See you guys. I'll see you all out there somewhere.
Maybe we'll see you at Seabreeze.
Maybe the Boni.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Boni James, new CD, Contact. And I also want to mention that we have created a martini in Boni's name. It's called Boni James Saxtini. It includes absolute citron, cranberry juice, and Chambord. So when you pick up the CD tomorrow, go to the store and pick up those ingredients and have a Boni James Saxtini as you're listening to that CD. All right. Carol, thank you so much for being our fan co-host, and thank you for your generosity in giving away the CDs.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
All right.
It's always a pleasure talking to you, Carol. You know that.
Well, yeah, I know. Nothing but love, right?
Nothing but love.
Right.
As much as you and Lori tease me with my said Lori and Carol and Cheryl, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, it was fun. So thank you guys. Appreciate it.
I want to thank everyone that joined us tonight in the chat room. Thank you for your phone calls. Congratulations to those that won CDs. Thank you for tuning into the show tonight. Tomorrow night, we will be talking to another saxophonist. His name is Martin Bloxon. So you want to tune in for that, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, a very rare Tuesday night show that we're doing. Again, our thanks to saxophonist Boni James for joining us tonight. His new CD is called Contact. It is available tomorrow. Definitely pick that up. And I am going to play another song from the CD. This is Deep Time. Just before we say goodbye, I just want to play one more song from the CD. This is called Deep Time.
Love that saxophone.
That's that right there.
I call the I call that a jazz sexy song. Oh, love that.
Yes.
Absolutely love that.
Carol.
Definitely.
What's that, Carol? What's that, Carol? That is hot fire right there, ain't it?
That is hot fire, okay?
That's
hot fire.
Yes.
Oh my
gosh. Goodness. Bonnie.
Bonnie James is my favorite saxophonist. I absolutely love him. Love him. He is my favorite saxophonist. Yes, definitely. All right, people. Well, I am going to go ahead and say goodnight. And,
we should try to plug the new generation show that we have coming up, since we have so many people listening to Bonnie.
Well, go right ahead then. Knock yourself out.
Knock myself out? Okay. Well, on May the 14th, those of you that are in the Maryland, D.C. area.
Not literally, Mike. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, for those fans that are in the Maryland, D.C. area, we will be having the New Generation of Contemporary Jazz series kicking off May the 14th. And we will have Archer Rod Jr., who just tore up in San Diego. He'll be performing along with guitarist David T. Stevens out of Philadelphia. It's going to be a hot show, and we are trying to, you know, promote, just like this show, we're trying to mix it up and bring in independent artists as well as major artists to the area so that we can expose you guys to, you know, a new crop of rising stars in contemporary jazz. And we hope that you all support this series and come out and, you know, see some of these young cats as well as some of the established artists that we plan on bringing in. And let's just get this thing started on May the 14th. And tickets are $15, and you can get them by going to www.talkingsmoothjazz.eventbrite.com. And, hey, I hope to see you guys there. And it's hosted by, I think Carl's coming down to host, right?
Oh my goodness!
I'm just asking. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there.
Wait, like Tony said, he's just saying .com. I'm just saying .com.
I'm just saying .com. That's what he said, right?
Yeah, I love that. I'm just saying .com. And let's not forget that Tony Exum Jr. will be performing at Blues Alley in D.C. in June. So if you're in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, please go check out saxophonist Tony Exum Jr. at Blues Alley.
June
21st.
I'm just saying.com. Yes, indeed.
What day is that, Mike?
I love that.
June the 21st. That's on a Tuesday. It's June 21st. Yeah, the tickets are $18, and you guys can go to bluesalley.com to pick up your tickets, or you can just show up at the door and buy your tickets there.
Okay.
All right. Thanks again to those in the chat room. Thanks again to those that called in. Congratulations again to the winners of the CD. And our thanks once again to Mr. Bonnie James for joining us this evening. Again, his brand new CD is called Contact. It is available tomorrow. Definitely pick that up. I am going to close the show with another song from the CD. This is called I'm Waiting. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And Bonnie Fan Carol.
All right, now. We look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
That you can take it. Wait for time to pass, or to pass the time. Time for you to say or go. Can't let.
up if you can.